Mini Test 1. 1. History.
Cats and the Bubonic Plague. During the 14th century, a mysterious disease spread throughout Europe, killing millions of people. Doctors had no idea what the disease was or how it was spread. The terrifying illness took a toll on the society of the Middle Ages. People became very superstitious. One superstition was that cats were evil and were somehow responsible for the illness. This superstition led people to kill an estimated 200,000 cats until there were few left. Little did they know that cats could have helped prevent the disease in several ways. One way that cats could have helped stop the disease, called the bubonic plague, was by killing rats. Later, when doctors studied the illness, they determined that the bubonic plague was spread by fleas living on the bodies of rats. At the time, millions of rats roamed freely in the city streets. People did not take any measures to defend themselves from the seemingly harmless rats. Thus, they were easily infected. As rats came into contact with humans, the infected fleas migrated from the rats' bodies onto humans. Thousands of humans were quickly infected this way. Had there been more cats in the city, they could have reduced the number of rats and slowed the spread of the disease. Another way that cats could have prevented the bubonic plague was by keeping rats away from humans in the first place. In modern studies, scientists have found the mere smell of a cat will keep rats away from a house. This is because rodents have a gene that tells them to be afraid of cats. When they smell a cat, they know that they are in danger. That means that even if the cat doesn't hunt it, the rat will avoid a household that keeps a cat. But without cats during the Middle Ages, rats commonly came into homes in order to search for food. In the process, more people became infected with the bubonic plague.